Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Dr. William M. West. Today's segment is called The New World Order, dealing with information that's dealing with restructuring of the world system. If you want to call in, you can call the number 1-917-889-2382. Also, I just recently published and wrote the book called The Mysteries of Earth Changes Revealed. You can purchase this book at Amazon.com or any major bookstore. So now let's get to the segment. Let's start off with Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast. This beast is considered a worldwide figure that's going to rise and be revealed, called the Antichrist, but it's an incarnation of a devil, or you would call Satan. And it says, rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. Upon his horns, ten crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. This is talking about the seven richest nations, which merge with the ten nations that rule the world. And these nations are Russia, France, United States, England, Spain, Germany, Italy, Turkey, Hungary, and Greece. These were the first nations that started the European Common Market, which is the revived Roman Empire, which was enacted with the Treaty of Rome. And it states, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power. This dragon here is China, and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power. If you look at the flag of China, you will see the dragon on the flag with the solid foundation of red. Unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power went unto him to continue 42 months, which is 3 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man hath an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. There is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of earth. And this beast is the false prophet, which shall be hand in hand with the incarnation of Satan figure, which shall speak a different gospel. And he had two horns like a lamb, he spake as the dragon. If any have an ear, let him hear. He that faith hears patience and faith. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes him the earth and them which dwell with their hand to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying, who was like unto the beast? Who shall make war with the beast? And he do great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven unto the earth in sight of man, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by his sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast shall both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 7. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who and exalt himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit. This is talking about the figure that shall rise, incarnate the devil, called Satan. This mark of the beast that he causeth all to take, and whoso not take it shall be killed, is this microchip that is now being used, which started being used in animals, cats and dogs, their radio frequency tags that was implanted in animals, and started with humans in 2002 with the first family of Derek Jacobs. And now the FDA has approved it to be used with medical files for patients to be used. Mexico's authorities have taken and used it for security reasons. It's being used all over the world as we speak. In December 2011, there shall be a act called the Real ID Act, which all the United States go national with an ID that shall be used. And it's a possibility that this they might make mandatory as far as an ID for this microchip implant called the Converchip to be used. So let's go back to Revelation 13. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except he that had this mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Let's go to Revelation 20th chapter. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Now he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, Satan, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Let's repeat that. Neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Now, upon their foreheads is talking about prostration as far as worshiping. And they say, in their hands. It should be placed in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and Christ, and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. This first resurrection is what people consider as the rapture, where people are actually took the chance to prepare themselves to make themselves worthy in order to be taken before this dreadful day of sin of the devil or incarnated Satan wreak havoc on the planet. And the people that's in the first resurrection shall not die, shall not be judged. And the second death, which is the judgment of the soul, which is the death of the soul, they shall not have to be judged. And that death will not be pertained to them. They say the first resurrection on such, the second death has no power. but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So this new world is being ushered in as we speak, called the New World Order, is a world where the whole planet is united, and is a globalistic world. The Club of Rome has drawn up a blueprint of the 10 regents of the world. President George W. Bush had, when he was in office, he had enacted and drew up the format and signed the treaties on papers for the North American Union, which is the start of this 10-region world empire. It was a treaty with Canada, United States, and Mexico, which would unite all three and made one of the regions. Also, the world stock market crash is what was needed to enact or restructure the world system. Bush planned on using the Amerio to replace the crashing dollar, and the European Union superstate, they got the euro. But the stock market crash that affected the whole planet has made them draw new plans up for a new monetary system, which will come in effect as soon as they get finished with it. It's in the making. And it shall be a new world religion brought on by this false prophet that it speaks about in religion and revelations, And it shall be one ruler as far as who oversees the decisions of the hierarchy of rule over this new world empire. And the people who do not comply with this new world globalization shall be beheaded, like it says in Revelation, beheaded by the guillotine that was once used in the 1800s, which is a two poles with a sharp blade in the middle, which uses a rope to pull up and let go, which it shall be modernized, and a person lays down on their back, and the blade cuts their head off, which states in Revelation 20th chapter, and there shall be were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. This is actual reality, and we're moving toward this new war order as we speak. Let's take a break.
Science can answer everything except the why of the why of the why of the why. Yet the debate still goes on day after day. Who says the answer here?
Hardships in my life, you know, and
self-confess. I
what he had to say. How could he not believe that God is real? I don't understand how he could feel that way when there's earth, air, water, and fire. So many different flowers, sunshine and rain showers. So many different crystals and fields and volcanoes. How I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance. How I know that God is real. All of this is not by chance.
Segment today is the New World Order, and you can call in 917-889-2382. Also, I've written and published a book called The Mysteries of Earth Change Revealed, which you can get at Amazon.com or any major bookstore. We're going to go to Revelation 17, chapter verse 2, which is talking about the mysterious New World American Empire, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit and the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones. and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. This woman that sits on the dragon is the American Empire. Back in the ancient days, men named their car she. They named objects she. Just as the Statue of Liberty, which is a woman, which is the symbol of the American Empire, is a she. In the States, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones. This is how rich the United States is, or was, with all the resources. And upon her forehead was the name written mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that conquereth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns, which are the seven nations, richest nations, and the ten horns are the original countries of the European common market. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. And the seven horns which thou sawest are ten kings. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto them, to me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. The world of the devil is coming to its full potential and shall go out with the rise of God's kingdom. You have a good night.
Staring out into the night, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain.